This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well now, well, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to express our greetings to each of you as well. Once again, I express our gratitude for you offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. And once again, before we begin on this afternoon, we would like to remind you that there exists for each of you that opportunity to be involved in what we refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that person that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, many times that interaction and exchange of information is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express to each of you through a rather limited use of the vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to be involved in that silent communication, that telepathic interaction, and once again, you will find as a result of the energy that you have created in this sacrifice that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what we refer to as a meditative state and to achieve that interaction, that telepathic exchange of information. But once again, as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist in what we refer to as a vibrational level that is, as we have suggested so many times, a validation and a reflection of the beliefs that you hold. Beliefs that you hold throughout various levels of your consciousness. The human consciousness belief systems, the societal belief systems, the individual belief systems all combine, interact with each other to bring into your awareness, in your awakened consciousness state, this illusionary reality that appears to be so real and that validates those belief systems and gives that spark of consciousness that you are. The validation that it has indeed accomplished that which you desire. That you have indeed created the reality that you desire to experience without exception. It becomes a very difficult concept for many to grasp, that this reality that you're involved in and experiencing in your day-to-day activities, in your awakened consciousness state, is a reality that you absolutely desire to experience without exception. It's easy to accept that particular type of reasoning if the reality that you're experiencing is what you refer to as a desirable reality. If it's a positive reality. However, if it's not, if it's a negative reality, if it's what you refer to as a less than desirable reality, then it becomes a little bit more difficult to accept that belief that you are indeed creating, without exception, a reality that validates your belief systems and gives to you exactly that which you desire, without exception. You see, the belief systems are held, once again, throughout various levels of your consciousness. Belief systems that you choose to put in place. For you see, if it was someone else's choice or some other entity's choice, then it would be beyond your capacity to alter it or to change it. If it was someone else's choice, then you wouldn't have what you refer to as free choice, and yet each of you can accept that to varying degrees at least. You have some level and ability to express free choice. Without exception, there are some areas where each of you understands that you can make a choice that will influence your reality that you're experiencing, will influence your existence. If you can make a choice in one area, then you can make a choice in all areas. You either have free choice or you don't have free choice. It's not a pathway type of belief system that you can hold. Oh, I like to believe that I can control this area of my reality, but this other area, it's much more difficult. It's not that you can't hold that in your so-called awakened consciousness state. It's just that the spark of consciousness that you are validates the belief that you have the capacity to control some areas of your reality and not others. The spark of consciousness that you are creates the reality that validates the belief systems. And so even these areas where you believe you're not in control, you create realities to validate that you're not in control. You create the realities to validate, not some other entity. It's your choice. You make the choice. At some level of your consciousness, you make the choice. But for the belief systems that you hold and for the realities that you experience, without exception, you make the choice. Choices and decisions made at various levels of your consciousness have an impact upon the realities and the belief systems that you hold. Again, without exception. Your reality is a reflection of your belief systems. Your choices and decisions affect your belief systems, and your choices and decisions are influenced by your thoughts and feelings. And it goes around and around. Your attitudes and beliefs influence your thoughts and feelings, which influence your choices and decisions, which influence your thoughts and feelings, which influence your belief systems and attitudes, and so it just continues. All interacting, all responsible in the creation of your reality to give to you that which you desire. And so the key to understanding this reality and this creation process is to get a grasp on the belief system that you're holding that's responsible for the reality that you're experiencing. Whether it's a positive or negative reality, once again, the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether this is right or wrong, whether it's a positive or negative reality that you're experiencing. Absolutely not. That's an awake human consciousness concept, if you wish. Right or wrong, good or bad, is a awake human consciousness perception of the reality that you are experiencing. The spark of consciousness that you are holds no such judgment. It gives to you that which you desire without exception and without judgment as to whether it's right or wrong. It validates your belief system. And so at some level in your consciousness, and many times it's in your awake consciousness that you make choices and decisions that are responsible for the reality that you're experiencing. You make choices and decisions that have an influence upon your thoughts and feelings, that influence your belief systems, that influence your choices and decisions. And so it goes around and around once again. And they interact. And so your belief systems influence your reality. Your belief systems can influence your thoughts and feelings, which influence your choices and decisions, which as well influence the belief system. Individuals involved in circumstances that you're experiencing in your day-to-day realities can look back to your so-called past and pick out various choices and decisions that were made based upon certain thoughts and feelings that had an influence upon the reality that you're experiencing. In other words, had an influence upon the beliefs that you hold. And so you're experiencing this reality which at this particular part in your existence you might view as a negative reality. And you look back at the decisions that you've made somewhere in the past that have influenced the reality that you've experienced, have influenced all of the events that have led up to this so-called negative reality that you're experiencing at this particular point in time. And it may be a reality, once again, that you wish you weren't experiencing, and that you can look at and say, well, I didn't choose that. And yet if you check back into your so-called past, you will find that you made the decisions. Individuals involved in relationships that are individuals in your so-called adult stages of this incarnational period made choices to be involved in relationships, made choices to be involved in certain interactions with other entities and other individuals, conscious choices. And that choice has led to, in certain instances, experiences which may or may not be a desirable experience. If it's desirable, you look back and say, well, that was a good choice. I did well. And you can even have a tendency, many times individuals have a tendency to take back and to look at the choices that they made and to look upon them as being positive choices, look upon them as being realities that they were quite willing to accept the responsibility for, and realities that they look upon as being very desirable. Oh yes, I can do that. I made the right choices and decisions. I held the right attitudes. Indeed, my thoughts and feelings were all in line. I knew what I wanted. I had the right desires, and I imagined it, and I brought it into my reality, and I created it. I can accept the responsibility, because you see, if it's a desirable reality that you, in your awakened consciousness stage, look upon as being a very positive experience, then, indeed, it's much easier to accept the responsibility. However, when it's the other way, when it's a negative experience, then it becomes much more difficult to look back and accept the responsibility. Oh, yeah, look it, I made that choice there, I made that decision based upon the thoughts and feelings that I held at that time, based upon the desires that I had, and based upon the imagination that I utilized in the creation of that reality. Look at the great job I did in creating that reality. It's not a very positive reality, and I'm not really enjoying it, but look at all of the success I had in the creation process. Ah, you don't have the ability, or at least the tendency, to accept that responsibility for the negative realities. But the spark of consciousness that you are, the level from which you create this illusion that you're existing in, does not judge whether one is more positive than the other or whether one is more desirable than the other. It gives to you that which you desire without judgment. It gives to you that which you desire from a position of absolute and unconditional love. And from the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, it's all positive. It's all a very enjoyable experience of creation. It doesn't judge whether this is right or wrong. It doesn't judge whether you're going to enjoy the experience or not enjoy the experience. It doesn't judge whether you should or shouldn't be involved in certain interactions. That, once again, is a human consciousness awake concept in judgment. Does not exist at the level of consciousness from which you create the reality. And so this reality that you're experiencing is indeed a reality that validates beliefs that you, at some level of your consciousness, have chosen to hold. Beliefs that you have chosen to hold as being realities that you desire to experience in your awakened consciousness, that as difficult as that may seem to grasp at this level of consciousness in your so-called awakened consciousness state, nonetheless, it's a quite accurate description of the reality that you are experiencing. And as you are entering into this new age and new energy, it's becoming much easier for you to consciously influence the reality, to get a grasp of the belief systems and to alter them so that you can alter the reality. But to be involved in a reality that's less than desirable and to ask yourself, why am I involved? You're involved because you hold a belief system that's responsible for that reality and that experience. As difficult as that may be to grasp in your awakened consciousness state, it's nonetheless accurate. And until you grasp that concept, you can't change it. You see, if you look at it and say, well, I'm not responsible, I don't believe that. That's a very difficult concept for me to hold, that I'm responsible for this entire reality. Well, that's okay. From that spark of consciousness from which you create your reality, once again, there's no judgment. And so you continue to be involved in a reality where you're not in control, to validate the belief that you choose to hold, that you're not in control. There's not some other entity sitting out there that says, well, we're going to subject them to this type of existence and we're going to make sure that they go through either this positive or negative experience, and we're going to allow them to experience some type of happy existence, or we're going to deny them the right to have that happy existence. Absolutely not. It's your choice. It's your reality. It's your belief systems. And if you choose to believe that you're not in control, then you create the reality to validate that belief. But what's important to grasp is the concept that you choose. That you choose to believe. It's your choice. You exist in this vibrational level because you choose to be here. If you believe that you must learn some lessons and that there are certain realities that you have to experience in order to go through some type of evolution, then indeed you will create the reality to validate the belief, and you can have that. Again, we're not suggesting that it's right or wrong. We're not suggesting that believing one way is superior to another. Absolutely not. What we're suggesting is that if you wish to be in control of your reality, if you wish to move into this so-called new age and new energy with the capacity to consciously influence the reality through the choices and decisions that you're making based upon the belief systems that you hold and the thoughts and feelings that you have, then you must accept the responsibility for the reality. If you don't accept the responsibility, it's not right or wrong, you can have that, absolutely. But it limits your capacity to be consciously influencing the beliefs that you hold so that you can change the reality from a conscious state rather than from a subconscious state from which the majority of your so-called reality is influenced and created, or at least has been in your so-called past, in your so-called history, and in your other incarnational periods. But it's your choice. It's your choice. And it's not right or wrong. You see, it's important that you grasp that concept as well. This is not a right or wrong. You can't fail. You can't go through this existence in this vibrational level and end up at some negative point at the end of it. You may indeed create that illusion that it exists, some type of negative point at the end of this incarnational period, but you can't sustain it. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. It's one of the things that you can't change. No matter how much you feel you're not in control, you can't get rid of it. It won't go away. At some point in your so-called existence, in your consciousness, you understand that you are in absolute control. And you can't get rid of that. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. So this is not a right or wrong. We're not suggesting that you must do this or you must do that. Absolutely not. It's a choice. You can't fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. So if you can't fail, then you don't have to do this or that. It's your choice. It's your choice. What we're suggesting is that if you desire to have the ability to consciously influence your reality, then you have to first of all accept the responsibility for it and understand that it's a reflection of your belief, that it's a reflection of your choices, that it's a reflection of your desires, that it's a validation of your imagination, not someone else's, not some other entity, not your mothers, not other entities involved in this incarnational period or these interactions that you're having. Yours. Others interact with you through the same voluntary choices that they make. You can't influence another. You cannot have control over another individual's reality unless they allow you to have that control. They make the choice. They allow. If another has control over you, you allow. And they interact and you agree at some level of your consciousness. But you are in control. Absolutely. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. Understand what it is that you desire. If you don't like your reality, alter your desires. Use your imagination as what it would be like. And then have the expectation to bring that into your experience. And if you don't have the expectation, then do the necessary steps to make yourself feel worthy that you can have the expectation. For many times, the expectation is the most difficult aspect of that creation process for each of you to achieve. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. The way you love yourself subconsciously. Bring that into your consciousness. Accept the responsibility for your reality. Understand that your choices and decisions indeed have an influence upon your belief systems and are having an influence upon your belief systems as never before in your so-called past because of your choices to alter this energy that exists in your vibrational level. Your choice. Your choice. It's not something you must do, but something you can make a choice to do. And if you choose not, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's not something that's going to influence the outcome of your existence in this vibrational level. It will influence the thoughts and feelings perhaps that you experience. It will influence indeed the intense range of emotions that you experience. It can indeed influence the reality that you choose to judge as being right or wrong or positive or negative. But in the ultimate end, each of you are the God that you search for. Each of you create your reality and each of you cannot fail to come to that understanding. That's the given. That's the accepted. You can put that away. You can put it in the bank because it never changes. The rest is illusionary and you can change it. Or you can continue to experience it the way it is. That's your choice. And again, it's not right or wrong. The stock of consciousness that you are does not judge whether that experience is right or wrong. It may be right or wrong in your awakened consciousness state because you may or may not enjoy it. But it's not right or wrong to your subconscious, which understands that your reality is a validation of the beliefs that you hold. That there is no judgment from that level of consciousness. And that you not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire, without exception. The irony of this reality and these experiences that you're having in your awakened consciousness state is that it's no more difficult to create one reality than it is to create another. You create realities that you look at as positive realities, where you're creating abundance, perhaps, where you're creating very strong and very desirable relationships. You look at it and you say, well, I held these attitudes and I used these techniques and I worked hard. I put in all of this hard work to make sure that I could achieve all of my goals, that I had all of these expectations that I brought into my reality so that I can have them. And I'm experiencing and enjoying the fruits of my labors. And I've had this success because of all of the effort that I put into it. And you rejoice at that success. And then you have the other individual who's having a reality that looks less than desirable, perhaps not achieving what you, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, look upon as being a desirable reality. Relationships aren't working. Difficulty in achieving abundance. Difficulty in achieving what you refer to as a certain level or standard of existence or living. But that individual doesn't look back and say, well, look at all of the work I put into it. Look at all of the choices and decisions that I made. Look at all of the methods and techniques that I utilized to get here. Look at all of the effort that I put into this reality so that I could have this. Because you see, it's a negative experience. And so you don't look at it that way. Your awakened consciousness state judges whether or not that's a positive or negative. And if it's negative, then your awakened consciousness state does not rejoice in the creation of that so-called negative experience. But the spark of consciousness from which you create the reality rejoices for either what you refer to as the positive or the negative, puts in the same amount of effort to validate your belief system. It gives to you exactly that which you desire, without exception, without exception. Your reality is a validation of the belief you hold. You can influence your reality through your thoughts and feelings, through your choices and decisions. Absolutely. Understand what it is that you desire. Utilize your imagination of what it would be like to bring that into your reality. Understand that you must have an expectation to experience it, that you must believe that it's possible to bring that into your existence. And you can have it. And if you don't have that desire, if you don't understand what it is in your awakened consciousness state, then make an effort to understand what it is that you desire. Utilize your imagination, and if the expectation isn't there, then fix it. If you don't believe that you're worthy of experiencing certain realities, then change what you feel and think about yourself, the thoughts and feelings that you have about your own individual existence, about who you are. If you don't like who you are, change it. Put in place all of the principles that you apply to become the individual that you wish to be, to strengthen your character, to begin to like yourself consciously, and to begin to expect consciously that you are worthy of creating and bringing into your reality whatever it is that you desire, whatever it is that you imagine, so that you can have the expectation, so that the thoughts and feelings that you experience are positive thoughts and feelings in terms of who and what you truly are, that you love yourself consciously, so that those thoughts and feelings about loving yourself consciously influence your choices and decisions, and ultimately affect your beliefs so that you can change this reality or strengthen it, if it's a reality that you desire to perpetuate. And understand that the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire. Validate your beliefs without exception. That it's only in your awakened consciousness state that you judge whether it's right or wrong. You, as entities existing in this vibrational level, are similar to, equal to, no greater and no less than any other entity that exists in any other vibrational level. You are all that is. You are the spark of consciousness that creates the reality that you experience. You are the God that you search for. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest are all individual, personal belief systems that you choose to put in place, that you choose to perpetuate and to exist within this vibrational level through the perpetuation of your human consciousness belief systems. You choose to put in place and to experience and to validate and perpetuate the so-called societal belief systems, and you choose the individual belief systems that are responsible for your day-to-day interactions and activities with each other. You choose, without exception, the belief systems that are responsible for this vibrational level that you exist in by your choice. It's your choice. Absolutely. You are the God you search for. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is illusionary. And if you don't like it, you can change it. Change your belief. You change your reality. The only limitation to your reality experience is your imagination. Literally. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would leave you for a moment or two with love and with